Are you or a loved one suffering after buying Bitcoin? Are you fed up with the huge returns on investment? Fed up with all the financial sovereignty and freedom? Perhaps you're annoyed with Bitcoin's level playing field and predictability? Or maybe you're just disheartened with its strictly limited supply and constant growth of your purchasing power? Whatever it might be, don't worry, central bankers have got a plan for you. Introducing Central Bank Digital Currencies, or CBDCs. It's just like Bitcoin, but without all the freedom, revolution, and financial gain. The idea is simple. Why have control over your own money and life using Bitcoin when you can let an entrenched communist central bank oligarchy control it for you? So what inspired us to create CBDCs? The short answer is, you did. When we looked at all the amazing benefits that Bitcoin brought to people all over the world, like financial sovereignty, freedom, sound money, free markets, and free speech, we thought, wow, the debt slaves are getting a bit too close to stepping off that fiat plantation. We better do something about this. Whilst Bitcoin had a good run, it's time for fresh ideas. And who better to deliver them than the people that hyperinflated and destroyed the current monetary system and global economy?
Tyranny will always use the weapons that are given to it. And right now, we're just mindlessly giving the Federal Reserve the most powerful imaginable weapon. Rafael Laverde has a long background in both private equity and the cryptocurrency space. He first found Bitcoin in 2012 and was mining it from 2014 onward. He was a founding partner in one of the very first Bitcoin venture capital funds, and he's an expert on all things related to digital currency. And Rafael joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, you're an inspiration to me, and thank you very much for having me here. So is it time to pack up and go? No, I don't think so. Guys, this has already happened before with the SDR, with the special drawing rights that the IMF put out after Bretton Woods. You have to understand that there's a class of bankster globalist communists that are economically illiterate. And in their illiteracy, yes, they have this wet dream of wanting to impose a global currency. But we understand that even controlling interest rates is ridiculous. This is nothing more than their new scheme to scare people away from sound money. Money in itself is a technology of the people, for the people, something that comes from us, where we no longer have to depend on these tyrants, but money is a technology that we develop amongst ourselves in the free market. What's happening with central bank digital currencies is that the American Banking Association already stated that central bank digital currencies does not fit in something that is convenient to them. So what's really happening here, guys, is that we already live in the dollar collapse. The dollar collapse is happening now. What we should be keeping our eye on mostly is a digital ID. Over 94% of the dollar right now is digital. What protects you from a digital ID and from a totalitarian takeover of your personal life is understanding that the vast majority of people on the internet are like masses that are homeless. If you understand privacy and privacy protocols, you will be able to take shelter and protect yourself and not make yourself vulnerable.
Before we have total tyrannical control over money, we have people that already are using their ability to keep you from getting an Uber cab from keeping you off of aircraft or from, you know, going to an Airbnb. We saw people get their bank accounts closed down. We saw U.S. Bank give the feds willingly banking information, private information about who was at January 6th spending money in that area. So really, isn't this just the plumbing? Isn't this just the virus that needs to scare people into injecting themselves with CBDC? You don't think that these people will actually use this to control people and shut down their finances?
They will try. It's their wet dream, but I don't think that is something that they will ever be able to achieve. And because money in itself is something that grows out of the market itself, from the people. It is a technology that, this is really an ideological war where we have to win the hearts and minds of the masses. by informing them of the fact that we are in control. They're not in control. And every time that they've tried to dictate money, they have failed. The reason why the dollar is a standard right now as fiat is because it was once pegged to gold. And the normalcy bias took over that to this day, things are priced in dollars. But the dollars and the rest of fiat currencies were once pegged to real money, to the gold standard, to precious metals. And the SDR that happened after Bretton Woods is akin to what we're seeing right now with CBDCs. It is a way to scare you away from sound money, from gold and crypto. So we have to raise our awareness to the fact that, yes, this is happening. Everything you said is correct, but there is another level to this. The fact is that what we should really be concerned about is a digital ID. And the way to safeguard ourselves against a digital ID is by understanding how to use privacy on the internet. Most of the viewers are on the internet as homeless people, open to any type of violence online without any shelter. Privacy is shelter. It's nothing more than shelter online. So if you understand how to use privacy cryptocurrencies and privacy protocols, you will be able to protect yourself and keep away as a defensive shield any of these totalitarian initiatives of a global ID. As of right now, the government has the means, like you very well said, Stu, to control your life if you are within their banking apparatus. So a lot of people are being misinformed because there's another class of banksters that are a lot more shrewd, and they understand that the central bank digital currency initiative would disintermediate the commercial banks in the United States and will destroy their machinery of theft, which is the dollar system itself, and will literally create a bank run away from commercial banks to the central bank as the main depositor that insures all deposits.
Well, we believe these people are evil, and we believe that they will stop at nothing to exert every single ounce of every single method of control that they possibly can to strip us of our freedoms and of our liberties and strip us of our kids, strip us of our jobs, even our faith. They will do it if they can. We have to stop them and retake control. We appreciate it. Rafael Liverdi, thank you so much for coming. We hope that you'll come back sometime soon.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course.